Abram. Oh, was you at a feast?
Yes,
thank you. You have to be very patient with me, because I'm not used to this.
Oh, we can hear you.
Thank you for coming through. Perhaps if you knew the truth, if I said that I was scrapped from on earth, but I'm more now here. Here we're all one, you know?
Yeah.
Here there's no nationality or race or anything like that.
No.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I say.
Everywhere.
But you must be very patient with me. Because it's a long time since I came back here to speak.
We can hear everywhere.
Maybe have your name.
But my name would not convey nothing to you. But you can call me Docker.
Docker?
No, Docker. That's my name. Or at least should I say that was a name that my people called me by. But that was not my baptismal name.
No.
I find it so strange trying to talk to you for such a long time.
Could you tell something about your side of life?
Well, that's one of the main reasons why I've come to talk to you.
That's very kind of you.
I've been here now 200 odd years.
200 odd years?
That's a long time to you, but it's not so long to me now. Here we have no idea of time in the same way that you have.
No.
I used to live in Dundee. But that's a long time ago, as I've already said. In those days, Dundee was quite a small place. Not like now. Although I was not born there, but I was taken there by my parents when I was quite young. I could not have been more than 3 or 4.
Yes.
Could you tell us, when you passed over, how you found yourself and your age?
I was only about 32. I might have been 33, but I'm not quite sure now, but I was in my early 30s when I died.
What
I was married, you know.
Yeah.
Not that that was now, but at the time it upset me for quite a while. I used to haunt the place.
Haunt
the place? Aye, I was a ghost.
Really?
Aye, but I was quite happy.
Yeah.
I was not miserable exactly, you know.
Yeah.
But I used to go around. It used to give me a great deal of pleasure frightening people out of their lives.
Oh dear.
Aye, but I've changed now. I'm talking about when I was way back, you know, when I first came here. The first few years, around about 40 to 50 years, I was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound strange to you?
Did you
I'm not a ghost now.
No,
but I was for a time.
What did you do when did you see the people?
Right? Aye, I could see them, and sometimes they could see me too. Oh. And they used to say, here comes old Docker.
I know. That's very interesting.
Oh.
And, how did
it was not my fault now, I realised that.
Yeah.
You know, the man that murdered me was not my husband, I was living with him. But they never caught him, you know. What I said, did you not hear what I said to you?
Yes, I did. What are you doing now? How are you spending your time?
Oh, I'm quite happy now, and I'm quite settled over here, and I'm very, very active too. I have many interests here. But for a long time, I could not get away from the earth. It used to give me great satisfaction to go around to the old places, and the people there, you know, they got in the habit of seeing me and taking not much notice. They used to say, here's old Docus, you know. Aye, if they see me along the lane. Of course, some of the younger people used to hear about it and didn't take it seriously. But the older people, they believed and they knew. And they saw me at times.
Can you describe the sphere you're on now, what it's like?
Aye, it's very beautiful. And it's very colourful too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very nice house. And beautiful scenery, beautiful lakes and forests. And I go riding now. I'm very fond of horses. I always was. You know, I used to live with a man who used to steal horses. He was a rough man, but he was all right until he'd had some drink. And that's how he came to do me in.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you met him?
No, I no desire to see him now.
No.
But we were not quite suited, really. It's just one of those things.
Yes.
Well, that's just the present time too sometimes.
And what do you do? What are you doing now?
Hey, it's a pleasure for tell you now, but I'm teaching.
Teaching, are you? Teaching.
Hey, I had no qualifications on earth. I could hardly speak, let alone move and write.
Yes.
What, you're teaching children?
Hey. I'm very fond of children here, and I have a great deal to do with them when I teach. Now,
And what do you teach
them? All kinds of things that are essential to their education. I teach them about life and how to live, and how to treat other people, and how to be kind to animals and birds. And also I talk to them about history, because I was always most interested in history myself. Not that I knew much about it on earth, but I see my education was sadly lacking. But you know, I've learnt a great deal since I've been here, and I'm able to impart my knowledge to children.
What are the birds like there?
All kinds of birds here.
Very colourful?
Some are very colourful too.
Yes. And what's the animals like? Are they much about the same as the earth animals?
Aye, I've seen all kinds of animals here, just the same as you have on earth. And they're all friendly.
They're all friendly?
Aye.
And different, are they the same colours or different colours?
Much the same.
Much the same. And yes.
I don't think people realise that animals have a soul. Especially domestic animals, they're much more highly developed too.
Horses are very highly developed. Do you know what you're saying?
Do you go down to the last
room? I've been down there. I was quite there for a while myself. But I do not dislike it all that much. No, of course I could not be there and be happy, but at the time I was not so unhappy there. It was not so bad.
Did somebody come and help you to get into the plane you were in? Or how did you...
Well, not exactly that in a way. It was a gradual state of change and process, I suppose, of thought changing my outlook. But at first I was very earthbound, and I could not sort of find the satisfaction only in being near the earth and the people that I've known. Besides, I was quite happy being earthbound. I enjoyed watching other people and seeing what they were up to and keeping my eye open, you know. Yeah. And I used to cause a bit of mischief at times too. I used to play pranks. I used to do all sorts of things. I used to get quite a great deal of fun and pleasure out of that. Opening, shutting doors and throwing coals and all sorts of things. Breaking mirrors and frightening people.
How did I?
Aye, but what was wrong with that? Yeah. I made them know I was around. And they used to say that for a docker sale again. And they took it for granted, and then they worried they were enough about it either. After a time when they were no more frightened of me, I got a bit fed up with that, and I decided to depart.
And how did you get help here? Who helped you?
Various people came to help me, but I'd no listen to them at first. And then eventually my mother came, and she pleaded with me to go away. And I thought, well, I might as well, there's no point in staying here. So I went away with my mother. But I don't stay with her very long, because we were not, you know, we had nothing in common. We were quite different in outlook. My mother was a very religious woman, and she used to get on my nerves when I was on earth talking about the Bible and singing hymns and all the rest of it. She was always at the Bible classes and that sort of thing. It was no my cup of tea. But I suppose now I realise now it was a bad lot. I deserve what I got, you know. But I'm all right now. I got past all that. I'm not exactly a good person, I wouldn't say that. I'm not. But like some of the people that come around to these meetings who are very highly evolved, but I'm not a bad person either. Besides, I thought it'd be interesting to come and talk to you.
Yes, very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very nice
of
you
to
come.
Yes.
Very
interesting.
And what are the, what do you dress?
I dress in what I feel inclined.
What are you dressed in now?
I've got a blue gown. And I've got a shawl. Not that I need a shawl, because there's no cold, but I like a shawl. I don't feel dressed unless I've got one.
You've got a plastron.
Aye, and my hair is long too. Mm-hmm. I got red hair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One day I'll show myself to you. If you like, if it'll give you any pleasure. I'll come and let you know when I'm around. I do things to really let you know I'm there.
Really?
And then you'll start seeing it, Dorcas.
Yes. But in our house, would you do it?
Hey, would you like to be haunted for a few weeks?
Yes.
But I mean pleasant. I don't mean unpleasant.
No, I know.
It's a new harm, you know.
Can you give me some idea what you'd like me to do?
First, don't get worried about things. They're right. I just do things to let you know. They'll unravel the knock. Oh, I've dropped things for you, but I won't break anything.
No, well, it's very nice of you to do it. I just very
you know Mary Nurse, Doctor?
Aye.
Have you been there?
Aye.
You have?
I've been brought there by your friends.
You have?
Aye.
Have you been brought there by Mother?
Who's there with
my mother?
No.
You haven't.
I don't think your mother would bring me.
She was caught. She came right away.
Yes, and why I asked that, Doctor, was because she is helping with children as they pass over, you see.
I don't know about your mother. She must have been there when I've not been present.
Oh, really?
No. But I've been around several times recently. And I thought if an opportunity arose, I might come and speak to you.
I'm very glad you had it. Very, very pleased to hear you.
Very pleased to hear you. And tell us not more if you can.
Yes, tell us all you can.
All you can.
I'll tell you about my husband. He was a horse thief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a bit of a footpad, too. A very precarious kind of living now. But sometimes he'd do quite well, and other times he'd not do so well, and we'd go hungry. And then once we had to move away from the district because people got suspicious.
Did you have any children, Robert?
No.
You didn't?
Well, no. I had one stillborn child, but I never had a child that lived, which was probably just as well.
Mm-hmm.
How did you live things?
What did you see?
You know, have you ever been able to throw things about?
Oh, it's not so difficult when you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Providing the power's there, but you've got to find someone who's got the power, the vitality. Usually when there's children present, it's easier. So we'll go with those old people of the room. They've got no vitality or power. They can't draw from them at all.
Yeah.
So you're not that old. I might be able to manage to do a few things for you.
Oh, that's very
nice. You sound like jump, will you, darling?
No, I'll not make you jump. What about that boy of yours?
My boy?
Hey.
Angus. He's coming home. Christmas time.
Hey, he might supply enough power for you from the Christmas time.
Yes.
If I can do anything now, at the moment, it's only because I have more of the power. But maybe when your son's there, I might be able to do something.
Yes, he's quiet. I should imagine he would have some power.
Yeah. What are you doing with that wall?
Wall?
Hey.
Yes,
you're,
oh, yes, do you?
Of course I know all about it.
What wall was that?
That wall we built up in front.
Did you
see
the front
garden?
Hey.
Oh, we had
some great fun over that.
Yes, I know, I was very amused standing there watching. I thought I'd pick a few bricks up and throw at you, but I thought I'd better
not. You
thought
to do that, did you?
Hey, I was standing
around
watching.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
What else have you seen
us do,
Doctor?
Oh, seen walking.
Oh, no, I mean in the house, in the building now. What else have you seen us do?
Hey, I've been seeing you doing a bit of whitewashing. So at least you've got a brush and you've got some colour.
That's right.
That's
quite
true.
Aye, and then again you had a door and you were having a bit of fun over the door, it wouldn't have fit properly.
Oh, that's
right. Yes, that's right.
And you were saying something under your breath about it was not so polite. And you were saying about this door never fitting properly and you were cutting it, you were.
Yes, quite.
And then again you were putting some hooks up behind the door too.
Yes.
Another thing you were doing, you were trying to stop the draught.
Yes, that's quite true.
You got two chairs. And you're sitting on one and you're putting your foot up on the other one, which is not the right thing to do.
Yeah, oh, yes, that's pretty true. I often do that.
Aye.
Yes.
Well,
another thing I can tell you too.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put the mirror back where it belongs.
Oh, yes. You know, that mirror, it was all for the...
What? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know. How do you seem to have in mind of the track, Dawkins? You know, the way... It's interesting, though.
It's very interesting.
I've seen you doing quite a lot of things, but I'm trying to think of something unusual. I think, too, I'm right in this, but I'm not quite sure. But you have your curtains hung the wrong way around.
That's quite right, I did, in my bedroom.
Aye.
And it happened upside down.
Upside down, and you're saying to yourself, well, I don't know what it is about this curtain, they don't look right. And then you had to rearrange them, you realised you'd gotten the wrong way around.
I haven't done it actually, I've got to make a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Quite right.
Another thing too, that centre fitting's a bit too high.
Centre fitting? Now, which room?
It's what you call it, is it not? The light.
Is it in the fitting room?
Not in your house, in your place, in his.
Oh,
in
your house?
Yeah,
all right, I'm coming,
yes.
Oh, you know
quite
well.
Yes.
You've been talking about getting that lower for a long time, but you've not done anything about it.
No, we haven't had it yet, but we're going to alter it.
I've had to see that the last three or four weeks. But
you've been around there quite a lot.
It's not the only thing I can tell you, too.
Yeah.
I know where you keep your money on the quiet, too, but I'm not seeing
it. Yes, where do I keep it? Oh, I don't mind. Where do I keep it?
What about the books?
Oh, the books, yes. A lot of books. Oh, you mean where I put it in the books? I put the money in the books. That's perfectly true.
I saw you putting the notes in the books.
That's perfectly true.
It's not a very safe place to keep money.
Well, when I wanted to keep a lot of... I put it in the library, you see.
Hey, but supposing you forgot where you put it all and you read some of your
books.
That
is the trouble. I have to forget.
Hey, yes. You've got a bad memory. If you take my advice, you'll not put money in books.
No.
Your books have become too valuable.
Yes. Now, you know...
I'm only telling you all these trivial things to let you know I do exist and I do come around.
Oh, yeah. I know, but
people that listen to your recordings, they say, well, that's something because it's pretty true.
And I hope we are playing the recording for any time. I hope you'll come and, shift something around and make people realize that it's a great
Your time. Wife has a new coat.
Yes.
But I don't think she's quite happy about it.
No. No.
By the way, it's about time you bought yourself one.
Well, I don't bother. I've got to put myself up that way.
I think you should. I think you should.
Yeah, well. And what's a... It's very nice coming around like that.
It's nice.
I think it's very nice to come around. But I wish you'd let us know if you're
there. Don't worry, I'm going to.
You're good.
I thought I'd better warn you first.
Oh, well, very nice. We should... you could come.
Can you, Doctor, you know my little cat, don't you?
I do.
Can you sort of see anything in your mind's eye now that you could move? I'll sort of look out for it.
Hey, some of the ornaments, no doubt. Some of the things that are not so heavy.
And the silver vase on the coffee table.
Hey. Mm-hmm. And the bird.
The bird? The bird? Gosh, where's the bird?
Bird?
I haven't got a bird, Doctor, have I?
You'll see what I'm talking about in a few weeks, less than a fortnight's time. I'll be responsible for the bird.
You'll be responsible for the bird. I had a sparrow in my room the other day. That's all the bird I can think of. All right, Doctor, so you'll be responsible for the bird.
And it'd be a very great help. I hope you would definitely play into a party of people there if you would be recording. If you would... move something, right, and drop it on the floor or something like that. It just gives them a little bit of waking up.
I see what I can do, but I won't promise.
No, no.
Well, Doctor, can you tell us any more now about your life over there? Are you happy?
Of course.
You're very happy, good.
I'm very happy now, but I was not so happy at first, but now I've settled down and I've progressed.
Yeah.
I'm all right, and I'm very happy indeed with the children and the work. And also I paint, too.
Oh, do you?
Hey, it's an interesting thing that I found to do for myself. And, of course, I knit.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound silly?
No, because probably you did so on Earth, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
But I'd like to have done. I used to do a bit of weaving when I was quite a wee girl, but...
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
You're doing now the things that you
I'm doing things now that I could not do when I'm I have opportunity to do. But, you know, I've had some very happy times in many different ways since I've been here.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you tell us about them?
I like to ride horse. Here I have my own horse.
Oh, how lovely.
That's lovely.
It's a beautiful creature. Uh-huh. And I call it Dandy.
Yes.
And I ride and ride. I'd love to do that. I might bring my horse down to you.
Oh, good.
And then if you hear it neighing in the centre of the room, you know it's me there with my horse.
Oh, well,
all right, Dr. Filmhurst. What colour's your horse?
White.
Oh, lovely. All white.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something to make you all sit up and take notice.
Oh,
and I've been used to that kind of thing. Some of these other people here, they don't know the first thing about it. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Thank you,
Doctor. Please, surprised.
Yeah.
How do you spell your
But name? I've got an idea your wife would be very, very nervous.
No, she wouldn't. No.
My name is D-O-R-C-A-S.
Doc. D-O-R. Oh, yeah.
I think I'd have to try and do things when she's not around.
I think she wouldn't mind. I don't think she'd mind yet, anyway.
But, you're very fond of red velvet.
Hmm?
You love red. You're very fond of red velvet.
Yes.
It's a red, it's probably a cherry colour in the house, isn't it?
Yes, that's it, yes. The cherry colour, yes.
I like the white walls.
Well, they're all white, aren't they, yes.
And the white paint.
Did you see a painting over the at the back? Yes.
Oh,
now. When we were painting, what were we wearing? Can you remember? Something unusual.
What was that, you see?
When we were painting those walls at the back, in the house, I mean, what were we wearing, both of us? Something rather unusual. You may not have seen before.
No, you want me. You don't mean those transparent things.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well,
great.
Yeah. No,
Right.
No, I'm thinking I've got something else in mind.
I don't think you know what
we were wearing something, Doctor, that we occasionally took off.
You don't mean the glove things?
No, we're getting near it.
It was the things we were wearing around our mouth.
Mouth.
Oh, I never thought of that. I thought you meant the way of wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I wonder if you noticed that, because you wouldn't probably have seen those before, would you?
You've done it in a special way, this room. How we want it. And, it's very interesting.
It is interesting, wasn't it? Really?
And what sort of house have you on that side?
Quite a wee cottage, but I'm quite happy in it. It suits me.
What is it like inside? Is it...
Oh, it's quite pretty. It's beams.
Yes.
And walls. A coloured washed.
Yes.
And I have a roof of straw.
Do you do it? You have a roof of straw, do you?
Oh, it's like a Highland cottage, isn't
it? Yes. And you do the work in there yourself? Like
of course. Why should I have anyone else to do my own work? I can quite capable of doing it, and I'm quite happy.
In fact, it's like the world you're in, exactly the same, as it's almost very similar to the earth world, only much better, isn't it?
There's a place exactly the same on earth, and I liked it so much, I decided if it was possible I'd have done the same.
Oh, yes.
And when I was able, I did.
Mm. Many friends?
Friends. I have many friends here. All kinds of people that I've met here, and a few that I knew on earth, too.
Oh, yes. And I suppose you come to see all the things that are well-known things on earth, like the coronations and things like that. Do you come to...
I've been to some of your affairs, but I'm not really that much interested now.
Yeah.
At one time I was.
Yes.
I was very interested years ago in that sort of thing. I remember the coronation of a judge, the third.
You do? Oh, yes. That's going back some years.
Before our time,
yeah. And,
I can remember the days when they used to have the gibbet on the roadside. They used to hang them and hang them.
Yeah, those were terrible days, wasn't
they? Yeah, there are no Western jurors when you drop bombs on people.
Oh, yes.
So you're right there, Dorcas, you're perfectly right.
Yeah.
Now you have excuses and you make explanations and you do it wholesale.
Yes, I think it's terrible.
In fact,
Dorcas,
I think our days are far more cruel.
Yeah. You think we should have another war at all?
I hope not.
No.
I don't know, but I should have hoped not. I can only imagine what it would be like.
It'd be terrible.
The last one was bad enough, I'm told.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I've only just started to come back to Earth again, you know.
Have you?
I've been away for over 100 odd years. And I just felt the urge to come back and see if there's anything that I might do.
Well,
and I was advised to come and see you here.
Yes, awfully.
That's where I first met you two here in this house.
Did you?
Aye, some 6 months or so ago.
Yeah.
And I've been since then, I've been around to see how you're getting on.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice.
I hope you'll come and talk to me from time to time.
I will.
And I hope you will get your rheumatism again.
No, I
have to see if I can cure that.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
Some old-fashioned remedy, Dorcas.
Aye.
And if you come around the house, let us know if you're there.
I will.
We'll talk to you.
I will.
No, we'll have to talk.
Don't worry, I'll give you some signs all right in the next few weeks.
Yes.
I'll make you sit up and take notice and know that I'm there. Yes. And if you hear the neighing of a horse, you know it's mine.
Yes.
All right, Dorcas, we will. We'll know exactly.
Goodbye. Yes.
Goodbye, Dorcas, and thank you for
coming. And a happy new year.
Goodbye to you, my dear. Thank you very much.
That's very nice, don't you like?
I think it's
wonderful. It's a matter of fact, there are many people that actually do want to talk to from time to time. Actually, the one who's just spoken, Dorcas, she's quite a character, as you can well imagine.
Mm.
And no doubt she'll become quite familiar to you. She'll probably come from time to time and talk to you. But you'll find her most amusing and most interesting. In fact, she knows far more than she probably let on at the moment. But she certainly, presumably, what I can gather, has quite a power, which you should find some manifestation taking place there along in your own place.
Good.
Yeah, probably really much interests you. And may I make a suggestion? It might be a very good idea if when you occasionally have a sitting, you try to take some psychic photographs.
Yes, definitely. Well.
Just set up your camera, open it during the session, and don't be a bit surprised if you get some extras.
Yes. Certainly,
worth trying. Yes.
Yeah. Is it Dr. Marsh?
Yes. Yeah. Nice to see you here tonight, Mr. Woods.
I'm very pleased to come,
Dr. Marshall. Last time.
Yeah.
Dr. Marshall, have you met my father on that side at all?
I've seen your father here various times when you've been present.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, there's been quite a number of your relations. On this side, obviously, you've been present at seances when you've been here.
Is that my home?
Yes.
Did he get along all right there?
I should imagine so, as far as I know. I haven't had much conversation with him, but I should think so, judging by the condition that I get with him.
Yes.
The odd emanation, I should say, he's obviously quite heavy.
Yes.
By the way, I don't know, it's not my business to ask, probably, but your parents, were they very sort of difference?
Oh, yes.
I should hardly think they're together, judging by the fact that having seen them here several times, that I should hardly have thought they were adjusted to each other. I doubt very much, I may be wrong on this, but I can find out definitely, that I should imagine they were hardly suited to one another, and I should think it most unlikely that they're together on this side.
No, they're quite different. My father, they didn't altogether get on together.
No, in other words, it's one of those marriages, you know, wasn't an ideal one, but they made the best of it, I suppose.
They made the best of it. But my father was a lovely character, my father. But my mother was in her way, she was another lovely character, in her way. And father was he was very clever in writing and a student, We got on wonderfully well together, my father and myself. I was wondering how he...
I do wish you a compliment this season.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And hope to see you again soon. Goodbye. Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Hello? Hello, I just wanted to talk to you for a little later.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who is that? You were asking about your people, you know. Your mother and father are here, and they think all the love to you.
Oh, that's very kind of, yes. But what I wonder about is, some people went to a direct by circle a little while back. No, not
Sunday.
And they said my father came through. But in the message he gave, I didn't think it was by fire, you see. And I just wanted to really to ask him if it was, if he did give that message. I can't imagine him giving a message like that.
I will try to find out for you.